Du bist meine Gegenwart. Beyond words, zchus, the merit that Kodesh Baruch gave us to be in Atzeinu HaKadosha, beloved Eretz Yisrael, Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is ma'amish the chag of Eretz Yisrael. You know, every holiday, the amazing thing in the Torah is always the most amazing of all the books ever, beyond words, but even like this, the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all these holidays all come before we come to Eretz Yisrael, right? Pesach, Tzias Mitzvah, Shavuot, Matan Torah. Where was Tzias Mitzvah? In Egypt. Where was Matan Torah? Where? Hasina. Where was Hasina? Sinai Desert. Sukkot, where we celebrating Sukkot?
Desert.
The desert. Nothing to do with Israel. Meanwhile, the Torah says that there's a reason for each Chag with Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason for the Chag of Pesach with Eretz Yisrael? You knew exactly the reason outside Eretz Yisrael. Now let's see if, who can tell us why we celebrate Pesach because of Eretz Yisrael. Who knows? Yeah.
Chag
HaKatzir. Is Pesach Chag HaKatzir? I don't think so. But okay, that's a good try though. Next one, let's see. Why is Pesach with Eretz Yisrael? Who knows? Korban Pesach, but that's because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Hashem skipped over the Jewish houses, right? No, Shalosh Regalim, we have to be in Israel. Shagar, what's your name?
Judah
Cohen. Judah Cohen, Shagar? It's your Cohen, it knows. It knows about coming to Yerushalayim, your Kodesh. Pesach Chag HaOviv. Pesach is spring. It's when the beginning, basically beginning of all the fruits and crops. And there's a mitzvah on Pesach. It's Reishis Ketzirchem. You begin to cut and you bring the first carbon of the new crop, of the barley, carbon omer. So it's the beginning of the harvest. At the beginning, very, very beginning. Okay, now, that's Eretz Yisrael. Shavuos, what's Eretz Yisrael and Shavuos? Yeah. And again, Shalosh Regalim comes to Yerushalayim, right? And because there's a carbon called Shteir Lechem, where it's really the time for harvesting the wheat in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, Sukkot, if you finish the whole harvest of everything at the end of the summer. So why did Torah take three holidays, which we have to do with English happening in Chutz La'aretz, Mitzrayim, the desert, and switch them, give them an Eretz Yisrael reason? Getting the crops, cutting, harvesting, gathering, why? Huh?
No.
because of bow tie. You know, we have a lot of holidays in Chutz Lavitz. A lot of holidays. July 4th. What else? George Washington's birthday. Can't remember them. Veterans Day. Thanksgiving. This year, Thanksgiving turned out to be a Jewish holiday because it was the first time since Adam and Rishon that Thanksgiving happened on Hanukkah. They celebrate, they called it Thank Hanukkah. That was the new name they gave. Anyway, you can't have a chag because of Chutz La'aretz. Full time. Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz. The food doesn't taste, the food is, tastes like paper. The water is artificial. Everything is, you know, you push a button. It's not. I tell you the truth, until I was about 22 years old, I didn't know that apples grew on trees. I thought you bought apples in a store, right from the ground. I still don't know where blueberries come from. In fact, I never saw mango. I don't know where mango comes from. You're living in an artificial world in Chutz La'aretz. Not Eretz Yisrael. Not the real land. Therefore, the Torah says, you can't have a chag because of things which happen in Chutz La'aretz. Even the greatest things, Tzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, the two greatest events in the history of the world. No, we have to switch it also into Eretz Yisrael holiday. Because Eretz Yisrael is the real thing. It's real. Use the Shlomo Kalmbach's words. It's the real thing, guys. Therefore, Pesach has to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Shavuos, Sukkot, all have to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Reason. That's real. And you know what? Tu B'Shvat is the only holiday which is just Eretz Yisrael. There is no other reason whatsoever for this holiday, except it's the celebrating the gift that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to tell you something. I know Eretz Yisrael is so special, because everybody else in the world wants to take it away from us. I have a stone. I don't know anything about diamonds, sapphires. But meanwhile, and I show it around a little bit, and then all of a sudden I start getting phone calls. I'll give you $1 million. I'll give you $10 million. And all of a sudden, a guy shows up with a gun. That's not worth any money. It sure is. Well, how do I know? I don't know anything. Everybody else in the world wants it. That'd be really special. Maybe any other piece of real estate. The law says, Eretz Yisrael is 400 mil by 400 mil. A mil is 2,000 amos, like a mile. Very small. I don't know if it's even as big as Rhode Island. How come? You ever hear anybody else in the world trying to take Rhode Island away from the U.S.? Never heard that. Anybody ever want to take away Madagascar from the Madagascans? No. Where is that place anyway? Everybody wants to take this little piece of land away from us. Everybody. You name it. Russia, Germany, Israel, America, you name it. Everybody. Arabs. Baruch Hashem, we got it, man. We got it. We celebrate today Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's not such a pleasure to be here and to celebrate with everybody, all the Chevron and Rabbanim, and have Avram lead us in the celebration of Chag of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, let's start with the niggun just to get us in the mood here, and then we'll make our first bracha on some of the pears. Yeah. Okay, so the best way this works, is that we go slowly and we make a bracha on all the different pairs. There's a lot of brachas here, and you have to be a Talmud Chacham to know how to even make the brachas. So Rabbi Reichman is going to introduce and explain the first bracha.
I'll go tie. Sorry, say the first bracha is missing. The first bracha is mezonos and
chitzot.
Chitzot is a is sorrow, huh?
Has
barley.
Okay,
but really, should be a chitzot.
Max cakes.
Yeah, cakes. Cookies, cakes. Some place now.
Okay.
Chitzot is sorrow. It's a different min. No, that's made a chiluk in a minute. Go try. Just think about it. You see them say that the most important thing is your machshava. And if you think about something, it's as if you have it. So we have a pasuk: Eretz, Chita, Seora, Gefen, Tein, and Ramima. Five things: wheat, barley, grapes, and we have figs and a pomegranate. Those are the first five things in that pasuk. And then it says again, Eretz, Zei, Shemen, Udvash. A land of oil from olives and honey from dates. So the Gemara says, Tosh about Peh. Which of these, how do you arrange them? There are five and then two. What's the order? If you have these seven things on the table, there's a chashivus. There's a seder. We call this a seder of two bishvat. Something comes first, then second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. How do you arrange the seven things? I don't think anybody who didn't learn that Gemara in Sechet Brachos could ever possibly figure this out. Literally Tosh about prayer, only Moshe Rabbeinu could tell us the secret. The secret is that the word Eretz creates two lists. One list is Eretz Chita Sol Gepetan of Primo. The other list is Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. And you're supposed to merge the two lists together. So Chita is one, the first one after the first Eretz. Then you jump to the second list, Eretz Zayis, Zayis Shemen. Zayis is number two. Sower is three. Go to the other list, Eretz Shemen Dvash. Dvash Tamar, the date is four. And then you go back to the first list, and merge both lists, and you have Gefen Teinu V'Rima. So that's the Seder, which people follow. Really, the first thing should be the Chita, the wheat. Now, most cookies, most breads, come from wheat. Wheat is the finest of all the grains. Fine flour, white bread, whole wheat bread, matzah, Entenmann cakes. What do they make in Israel, like Entenmann's? Max cakes. Tova cakes. Tova Schlager cakes. The best. So, mezonos. Wow. So, Chazal say that when a, how do you know a little child has already reached age to learn anything? Diapers, nursing his mother's milk, Rosh says, starts eating grain. When the baby starts eating grain, first time he starts eating cereal, that's when Nifnasopo does. And he starts getting understanding. You can start talking to him. You start training, teaching the child. He's already eating grain. Chachma. Gracious Chachma. Beginning is wisdom. And the beginning of all wisdom is Yiras Hashem. So, first thing we have to know is that there's a God in the world. Now, someone once told me, you know, besides learning, davening, doing mitzvahs, there's also a God in the world. It's a chiddush. We forget the most obvious thing. The obvious fact in this world is that this world is Mamash Hashem, Menoche Hashem. That's the whole world. I once heard from the Rav, a great Rebbe, Rabbi Salavation, Sounds, spent Baruch Hashem many years with him. This week is Aseres Hadibros. The first word in Aseres Hadibros is the word Anochi. What's the difference between the word Anochi and the word Ani? Ani kam, bapoker. Anochi kam, bapoker. What's the difference between Ani and Anochi? Anybody know? Okay. You ring the bell. You're coming home. You ring the bell. Your mom says, who's there? Say, it's me. Does your mom open up the door? She likes you, she does. Now she says, get out of here. But she usually opens the door to me. Just say, Yaakov, Baruch, Moshe. No, to me. You know me. You open up the door for me. That's between Anochi and Ani. Say Ani, just a subject. I go, I come. Nothing special about the word I. You say it's me. This is me. Anochi, me. Shem comes to us on Sinai. He says Anochi. You know me. I'm not a stranger. You know me. When you were in your mother's stomach, I was there, I made you. When you were born, I was with you. Every step along the way, I'm with you. You know me, Anochi. Beishas Chochmah. The beginning of everything, we have to know the Shem in the world. And that's exactly what the Chita is, the first, most important, special of all the seven species.
Okay.
So now we'll also talk about the Sa'ora, even though it's skipping a little bit. The Sa'ora, it's barley. Barley, and then you make the Mizama. Barley is animal food. The Gemara says, barley is Machol Behema. What does that mean? It's also wisdom. Animals have certain wisdom that's hard for us to achieve. You know what's the difference between animal wisdom and human wisdom? Human wisdom is very, very, very sophisticated. Oh, we think things through so well, so abstract, so advanced. Animals, very simple thinking. I'm hungry, it hurts me, I want to lie down, I'm tired. Very simple. I have a baby, I have to take care of my baby. Very simple thinking. So over simple thinking, you know, this actually of Nathan Breslow's basic philosophy. He says, if you want to really feel good, stop thinking. Don't think so much. Thinking drives people crazy. What are we worrying about? We think so much. Oh, this might happen, that might happen. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next year? Think a lot. Too much. Too much thinking isn't good. That's, somebody's eating cake a whole day, chita the whole day, gets sick. That's simple things. Be simple. Just stop thinking. Just enjoy being. I am. It's me. I have Hashem. Hashem hugs me. He caresses me. He holds my hand. Life is very simple. Life is very simple. Just let it go by itself, very simply. Be a behemoth. Be like a simple animal. Simple fish. Just simple. By the way, I just happened to see the beautiful idea in the Shemesh Shmuel, great Yiddish thinker. He says, first thing, God forbid, you know, we all have our moods, we have our highs and our lows. He says, when you get into a low, which is very common, he says it probably almost always comes with thinking too much, or worrying. Worrying drives us a little bit crazy, we go a bit depressed because of it. He says the solution to the low is becoming very simple. Just that. Just enjoy the moment. Quiet. Good guys, I'm with a friend. Simple. Don't worry about next year. Don't worry about 10 years from now. Now we're in Yeshiva University in New York City. That is, if you had a chart for how much people are worrying, in fact, break the chart. Everybody's worrying, still worrying. Doesn't it mean when I'm 40 years old, I'm going to have enough money to pay tuition for my 7 children? The guy's only 20, he's not even married yet. Get over this. How am I going to retire? I need $75 million. How am I going to make it? Doctors only make $3 million a year, I'll never make the 75. People are worried about it. It's unbelievable. Be simple. Don't worry. Just enjoy today, now, this minute. Stop thinking. Stop worrying. Be simple. Be a pashut to eat. Pashut to eat. Biggest times in the world, pashtus. That's the silver. So it goes together. Make a bracha, bermin, and mezainis. And the Hashem gives us the blessing of very, very wonderful wisdom, the chita, and the simple pashut, the wisdom of the silver. From a habit to my button to make the book on the side. Because I don't need Sean. Okay, who didn't make the mezainis yet?
Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Baruch
Nizam.
Okay. The first time, what I'm going to do now, some of you might know. Here. Thank you. Here. He passes out. The truth is not enough for everyone. I'm going to have to share. What I'd like to do, some of you might know that recently I was there, my oldest son became bar mitzvah.
Thank you.
And in honor of the bar mitzvah, we made an album. We made a musical album, which Rabbi Yudin is in charge of selling here. Speak to Rabbi Yudin. I actually have a few copies in my car, if you want. But the Rebbeim know, and what I'd like to do is actually, in honor of Tu B'Shvat, there is a Nigun, one of the Nigunim, and maybe I'll teach a couple of Nigunim tonight. One of these Nigunim has to do with the tree. It's called the tree. And it occurred to me, how can I not sing that Nigun with you tonight? Of course, we know the Adam Eitz HaSadeh. We know that Eitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Bo. These are like the themes of the tree in Yadus. And of course, what we sing every week when we put the Torah away. When we put the Torah away on Shabbos, we say Eitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Bo, which translates as, it's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. So, many years ago, when I was your age, I remember I was learning in Israel for the year, and I came across a Rambam. The Rambam has a mashal. The Rambam's mashal is, he's writing a letter, one of his letters to his Talmidim. He says, listen, I want to tell you, you have to try very, very hard to try to remain a Yid. You have to try very hard to stay Jewish. And he says, this is likened to a tree. This is likened to a tree. And this is what it means, Eitz Chaya Milam HaChazikim Bo. So, the story that he told, that the Rambam, the mashal that the Rambam writes was so inspiring to me. It stayed in my heart for many years. And when I was teaching the Torah Shraga, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I wrote these words, and I put it together with this, made a song out of it, and here it is. So I'd like to sing with you tonight. If you do not know the song, I ask you, don't try not to sing. Once you, those who do know it, you're welcome to sing with me.
Oh, it's time. Sita Devi Aaya 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 Sita Devi A
get that. We're going to have more parents. I want to say a word or two about the parents. We'll sing about the niggin. Actually, you know what? Let's sing another niggin, then we'll say a word. Please run.
Oh,
Rabbi said, "We're worried about the payers. I want to say Rishus, Rosh Hashiva. I want to say over a tzaddik. A tzaddik says something unbelievable. In the Bria, in the world that the Rebbe Hashem created, all of that the Rebbe Hashem made is circular. You look at the Paris in front of us, and they're all round. They're rounded.
One after the next.
They're all either cylindric or even, if they're not completely in a complete circle, but they all roll. They all roll. They're essentially in a circular. In fact, all that the Rebbe Hashem made, everything, all of the Rebbe Hashem's Bria is somewhat circular. The planets,
circles,
right? The trees, even us. Look at you. We all can roll. There's no such thing as a square
in the created world.
A fascinating observation. There's no such thing. The Rebbe Hashem did not create a square. A square is a man-made creation. Think about it. And we love squares. Our building is a square, right? We have our dresser is a square, and our desks are square. Everything is square. You know, we want everything to be, square. Our papers are square. Our books are square. Our bookshelves, everything is flat and straight. But that's not the way the Rebbe Hashem made the world. That's the way we like it. But the Rebbe Hashem made the world that all the Paris here. To be sure, if there's ever a celebration of the Rebbe Hashem's world, the natural Earth Day, this is Tu B'Shvat. Celebrate the Paris. What's the pshat? So, The pshat is that man seeks comfort. Man seeks to be flat. Right? Some of you go to the dormitories every morning at about 9:30, and you'll find people in a horizontal position. Horizontal position is, man, we love to be, flat. But the Rebbe Hashem, that's not the way he makes things. He makes it that the parish should always be moving. You see, you go shopping, right, and you buy a potato, and it drops on the floor, it rolls. The way the Rebbe Hashem made the world, that there is movement. Everything should always be moving and moving along. That's the ideal. But we want to be settled. We want to be in one place. We don't really want to be moving. We don't want to be rolling around so much. We don't want to be moving and off balance. No, we want to be balanced. But the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want us to be balanced. But the Rebbe Hashem created the whole world to be unbalanced. To be moving, always moving. That's the soul of something that's growing. Anything which is a creation has movement. Right? Has movement. The Talmud once told me, listen, I have difficulties with the ups and downs. Ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. I said to him, the only person who has no ups and downs, right, is someone who's flatlined. You know, if you're in a coffin, you have no ups and downs. Right? The up and down, an EKG? Yeah? And once you're flatlined, right? You never watch those medical TV shows? You know what's it called? What's it called again? Oh, I forgot, there's so many of them today, right? But, right? Yeah, the flat line, that's it. There's no ups and downs. They're straight. Right? They're straight. There's no movements. There's no movement. And one of the other things, this is something that we need to know, we need to remember, we need to take the message of the Peiros. Let's take the message of the way that Rebbeinu Shem created us and created the world, that he wants us to be rolling, always rolling. Okay? Not that we should be rolling, I didn't mean that. I said we should be moving. Okay? If you laughed, please see me after class. Actually, don't see me. Please see you at the ocean. Okay. So the point is that's one of the big lessons of the Peiros. You know, the difference between live wood and dead wood is dead wood. There's no growth. You understand? It sits on your, like you said, it sits in your bedroom and holds up your bookshelf, holds up your books, and it might look nice, but it's completely dead. It's dead. There's no value, right? It's not growing. Something which is growing is moving. And I want to tell you something. Everybody knows, and this is, you know, that's one of the main thoughts of Tu B'Shvat. That if you look outside, it doesn't necessarily look like things are moving. But we know that the sap is running up and down the trees, starting from Tu B'Shvat. There is movement. You might not be able to see it. There's movement. There's growth. There's movement. And that's an example. That's a story about us. That's exactly the simon for us. Now I want to tell you, there's another thought here. And that is, that as opposed to the rest of creation, all of creation is circular, like I told you. But as opposed to the rest of creation, the Peiros and the trees that they grow on are unique. They're unique and distinct to the rest of all creation. How is that? Because all creation works with gravity. But the Peiros, I'm running to the Peiros today. I'm into the Peiros. The Peiros and the trees go against gravity. Everything else follows gravity, all of the natural world. But trees fight gravity. They grow upwards. They fight gravity, they grow up against gravity. They grow and grow and grow and grow. They're swimming upstream their whole life. Their whole life is swimming upstream. This is, again, Kiyana Meitza Sada, this is the story about us human beings. That's one of the ideas of the Peiros. Right? That we find life against all odds. We're fighting. Even for a tree to just exist, it has to fight. Right? And for us, now it doesn't exist, it exists and it produces something beautiful. For us to be successful, to be matzliah, they have to fight hard. A lot of fighting. Up and down. But the point is, the soul goes hard, growth is life. Rabbi, growth is life. If you are growing, it means you're alive. If you're alive, it means you're growing. If you are not growing, it means you're dead. A lot of times I meet boys, innocent, sweet, cute yeshiva guys. They're so these, right? They say, listen, I came to Israel, Rabbi. Don't worry, I'm not changing at all. I swear to my girlfriend. I'm not swearing to my parents, my aunts and uncles. I'm not moving, I'm not going to change at all. But I'm going to have a great year. I tell them something. I say, listen, I want to just let you know something. To not grow is to be dead. You understand? Can you imagine my 5-year-old son is saying, I'm not growing. He's 10 years old, he's 20, he's 30 years old, and he's this high. You know what a churban that would be? You know how much of a tragedy that would be? And he's saying, no, I'm not moving, not growing. And he still wears the same tzitzis, you know? But I have to tell you something. I see a kid, he's 18 years old, and he's still wearing the same tzitzis that he wore when he was 5. dancing like this, you know. I'm like, maybe it's time to do Birkat Hatzar. He's like, no, no, that's good for me. It's good for me. I'm good. In other words, the point is, but growth means that you grow out of what you used to be. I used to do that. Okay, fine, but now I'm a different person. I'm more developed. I'm more advanced. I'm ready to put on tefillin. I'm ready to come to davening. I'm ready to learn. It's not so. I'm ready to be shown in here. I'm ready to be shown in here. Right? That's not a sign of death. To the contrary, it's a sign of growth. If you go back the same way you came, that means your whole life, the whole year was a dead year. Think about what I'm telling you. Don't be scared of the people who are, threatening you. I'm not sure what they're telling you. But I promise you, that if you want to fight the fight, like I'm telling you, all the things over here, all the beautiful parents, in front of you, the reason why they're beautiful is because they fought. They fought a fight. They grew up from deep in the ground and pushed against gravity. Grew upwards. It wasn't simple, but that's what they're beautiful. Okay, Rabbi Zain. So this is something to think about in regards to the pears, in regards to the trees. I think what we'll do now is because it's getting late. I think we'll make a brachas. We'll make a eitzah and all the rest of the pears. And then we have some other brachas here. Maybe Rabbi Lachman will just explain because of eretz. You can't just make a perfect on any fruit. Okay, so.
Okay, repeating the next one is a perfect, which is almost everything which is left. And the Zion is, the olive is the next one in the list, because it's the first one after the second Eretz. It's number three after that. So now we have the Zion, but I don't see any Zayson, so we'll think about the Zion. This is becoming a virtual Tubishan. Not 3D virtual. Okay, Zayis is wisdom, but really Torah about pair wisdom. Lots of Shiach and Yadrim, you look at the menorah, man, she gets the wisdom that the Rav used to say. There's wisdom that people know what it says in the line. That's a beautiful thing. I tell you, I walked in, I three siyumin. Wow, it's unbelievable. Beautiful. And you make a siyum every week. It's incredible, really. Members, everyone should have a bracha. Make a siyum and sachta. Get a big kiss and a hug from Hashem. But there's all kinds of levels of siyum. The Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, he said he never made a siyum.
He said, "Ready? He never made a siyum. So,
how did that happen?" He says, "Reichman, because when I read a Gemara, I never forgot it." So I guess he was a walking siyum. But the Rav said that he spent his time learning the things which were not printed. There are lines, and there's things between the lines. And there are things behind the lines. And there are things after the lines. Rashi, Taisvus, Rambam, all these things, not in the lines of the Gemara. They're between, behind, above and beyond. So we have to learn how to think, not just what it says, but what everything between and behind and beyond. That's the Zayis Shemen. And then after the Shemen, we come to the Tamar, Tamar Tzadik. Once you know, you learn a lot, you love Torah, you love being a Jew, you become a Tzadik. Tzadik Katamar Yifo. The Tzadik is a Tamar. It goes straight up, high and high, as the Rambam said. I would say, at some point the trees, especially a Tamar tree, not even fighting gravity, because you begin to fly. When you fly, the air carries you. The air carries you. You're not fighting the air. The air is helping you fly. It's a tzaddik. He's already fought all those battles. Now he's flying. And tell you the truth, a lot of the boys, a lot of guys come to Eretz Yisrael. Mamush tzaddikim. Tzaddikim nistar. It's a hidden tzaddik. which is waiting to come out, and we see so many Bachman come to Eretz Yisrael and begin to fly. That's the Tzadik, the Tamar, and then after the Tamar we have Anavim, grapes, wine, Yain Yashan, the wisdom of old age. Rotai, as I'll say, Ein Adam Omer Das Rabo Ad Achrei Arba'im Shana. You really don't understand what your Rebbe told you until you come back to it 40 years later. You guys, when you'll be 60 years old, then you will really understand what you're going to hear in Eretz Yisrael. I'm a little bit older, and I'm beginning now to really understand what my Rebbe taught him. And that's the yayin. The older the wine, the better. Wisdom of old age. Wisdom of learning from Talmid HaChachamim. Learning from Zakenim. Then, we have after the Anavim, the Teina. The Teina is... Teina is a fig tree. Everything in the fig is usable. There's nothing about the fig which ever gets thrown away. Everything else has a pit, has a peel, get rid of it. The tama, the fig, is so pure that every little bit of it is good. That's our next level of going through the fruits of Israel. And finally, the rimon, mole mitzvahs kerimon, so many seeds. Jews do so many mitzvahs, literally we breathe, do, and act, and live mitzvahs every second of the day. So let's have a bracha, Berker Eitz, and all the fruits, we'll pass them around, and hopefully, in the sechus of eating these amazing fruits of the Eretz Yisrael, which has so much kedusha in them, we'll get all these wonderful brachas, which every one of these peros contains. Pass it around. There are also some unusual fruits you can make a shachiyan.
I don't know what it is,
to make a shachiyan. No, it's a passion fruit on it, but it's a passion fruit, but I had one on Rosh Hashanah. So it was in the past year. But I've had it within a year. Did I say shachiyan or not?
Yeah, we had passion fruit, Josh.
Yes, we did. That's cactus fruit. If I've had this on Rosh Hashanah, so it's in the past, it's in the previous year, but it was within a year. Do I say Shemiyan?
I think so. Rosh Hashanah. Now it's, I would.
You would?
I would. What did me say?
You said ask you.
What? Ashkenazim said? I would say.
Okay. Should I just stay on this also because I've never had this before? Yes, so.
Let's have a chance to sing a few more negunim. A few more negunim. La 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 la
Oh, my God. Amen.